What if the moral chaos we see around us isn't a warning, but it's the judgment itself? You know, many Christians believe that we must warn America that judgment is coming. But Romans 1 reveals that judgment is already here. When a culture normalizes what God condemns, when sexual perversion becomes celebrated rather than hidden, when confusion replaces clarity and desire replaces truth, Paul says God has given them up. That means restraint has been lifted, conscience has been dimmed, darkness has been permitted to advance. But this is not the moment to panic. It's the moment to preach. You know, Paul doesn't stop writing the letter to the Romans after chapter 1. He keeps going because there is hope beyond the judgment. The wrath of God reveals the need for the righteousness of God. So the darker the night, the brighter the gospel shines. Christians must not retreat into fear, nor lash out in anger. We are gospel people. We stand firm. We hold fast. We proclaim Christ, the only hope for a culture under judgment. Pray this with me today. Lord, give your church courage in this dark hour. Help us see judgment rightly, hope boldly, and preach the gospel faithfully. Here are two different peoples that you can pray for today. Milan Bulak, our national changemaker in the Czech Republic, and also the Portuguese Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Portugal.